Once upon a time, there was this lazy sort of writer guy who lived in a flat in an increasingly gentrified part of London. You know the sort of thing. Used to be salt of the earth. Now it's all ethically sourced pink sea salt in kitsch jam jars. Anyway.
We are the original owners of the council houses in this area. Going back generations, we are London.
White vans.
Cabbies.
Dogs.
Solid.
Right, yeah, these guys. Sorry about this.
Going back generations, we are the working class originals of the area.
Gary Kemp lived just down there.
One of the kids of one of the Ripper's victims lived somewhere.
Sure, but I want
a Ripper's nipper, if you like.
Thanks for that. Local colour.
Blue Porter, star of the music hall, lived in the very house you're looking at.
Oh, yes.
Where's the blue plaque?
Blue plaque. Where is Lou's blue plaque?
Thank you. Heritage there, but,
We are the original owners.
Yeah, I think we all get it. Could we just try and work together?
And now we're selling up to numpties like him. But he's good as gold too.
Thank you. So, back to this writer guy. Why don't we just call him Guy? What else can we say about him? Oh yes, he lived with his girlfriend.
Hi.
And her name was Fee. And they were like, well, what were they like?
You first.
Well, better say it like it is, I suppose. I'm one of those men you can't help but, well, not exactly loathe, but middle-aged, middle-class, bangs on about Werner Herzog, writes a column about restaurants, no child, but might get a dog. Well, I don't write a column about restaurants, but it's the sort of thing I could do, I guess.
You did once?
Yeah, I could do it again, right?
Yes.
Got a guitar. Oh, you know this guy, privately educated, but his accent's sort of gone blah. What else?
We're getting a knock-through.
Knock-through, there's going to be a knock-through.
So that wall's coming down?
Knock-through, there's going to be a knock-through.
We're going open plan.
Not through, there's going to be a knock through.
Yeah, basically our friend did one.
Not through, there's going to be a knock through.
Kind of a Danish vibe.
Knock it through, please.
So yeah, we moved here about 5 years ago. We'd been going out for a while then, so we thought, you know, we'd buy a flat.
Well, I thought you weren't sure. We'd buy a flat together.
Living it forever.
I guess buying a place together's the new getting hitched.
Well,
made sense. Two income.
Well, one and a half. We're not rich. I'm a writer, but mainly I surf the web buying pointless stuff. We got a juicer we never use.
And lots of friends we don't see enough.
Speaking of which, I gotta take this.
I love him.
Okay.
But he's hopeless.
No, I can't be there.
How do you know if they're...
Yeah, we got this.
The one. I guess you just have to base a decision on something totally arbitrary. Like,
Not through, there's gonna be a not through.
Literally years in the plan.
Not through, there's gonna be a not through.
1 week in the execution.
Not through, there's gonna be a not through.
It's kind of Fee's baby.
Not through, there's gonna be a not through.
I mean, I've led on it.
Knock it through, please.
Oh, no.
What's up?
It's work. They need me to cover. Denmark. I'll be away till the end of the week.
Okay.
No, it's kind of not okay.
Gonna be enough through.
It means I've got to leave tonight and he's coming tomorrow.
Who is?
The builder.
Whoa, wait, but I can't...
Yes, you can. Look, it's really simple. He knows exactly what he's doing. You just need to be in, okay? You're good at that.
Well, wait, do I need tools?
I'll send you an email.
An email?
Bye.
Not through, there's gonna be a not through. Not through, there's gonna be a not through. Not through, there's gonna be a not through. Knock it through, please.
The next morning, Guy has completely forgotten about the knock through. He settles into his normal routine, i.e. avoiding work. The work he was avoiding today was a script for children's TV, and a failure to meet this deadline would almost certainly lead to the end of a literary career that had started promisingly enough with the winning of a short story award some 16 years ago, but had slowed. And despite what he's told his producer, Bex, he hasn't even started the script. In fact, the closest he ever gets to doing any writing in this whole thing is when he occasionally sits at his desk, raises his hands above the laptop keyboard like a concert pianist, before inevitably getting distracted by something. Getting onto the council about this persistently barking dog nearby was part of a long, procrastinatory to-do list, which he also wasn't doing. As usual, an overenthusiastic washing machine a few doors down seemed to shake the whole street. As usual, he ignored a rather over-friendly next-door neighbour.
Hi, Guy, it's Dan from Dan and Claire next door. We really need to talk about these creepers, or whatever they are.
And as usual, Guy eventually abandons everything to dream of a better him. One of these days, I'll organise my room.
He's going to organise his room.
You won't believe what you will see.
It's a bloody mess in there.
I'll hit my tax return for six. I'll do a course to learn to fix cars. I'll take up Tai Chi. I'll be a guy you just won't recognise.
You've joined a gym, you moisturise.
And if I flossed, I'd feel less lost.
Eat superfoods.
Fiola!
Hi, mate.
They never quite found the right coupley name for each other. Fee was currently using mate. Guy was sticking with Fiola.
Is he there yet?
What's this?
The builder?
Oh, yes, no.
Oh, you hadn't forgotten, had you?
No, yes.
Right, well, look, all you've got to do is let him in, okay?
Au contraire, Fiola, my duties extend way beyond that. I'm seeing myself as a kind of site manager.
I see you more as a letter in of Rob and teller of me what's happening.
Hey, I've got a key role here. What about teas and coffees?
Uh-huh, okay, just make sure it's all okay.
Hey, it's me.
Exactly. Look, I've got to go. I'll Skype at some point. Bye, mate.
You know it.
Oh dear, he's on the edge. If you mess this up, you'll get the push, mate.
Harsh.
Harsh but fair. Her mate Janine was right. Don't know what she sees in him anyway. Oh, here's the builder. Punctual while working. Legend.
Hi, dude.
All right, mate. Fee not here?
Yeah, she's off on work. You're stuck with me, I'm afraid.
Right.
So, what are we up to then?
Did Fee not say?
Well, yeah, no, but I thought we could, you know, go into it in a bit more detail, you know.
Well, we're bashing this lintel down, cut into this wall, which will give you your breakfast nook.
Sure.
Rip out the kitchen, all new carcasses.
Yep.
But we'll do the messy bit first, which is to get this wall knocked through.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be fine, because I'm going to go in through the cross bracing, so...
It struck Guy that when the apocalypse came, as it surely would, he'd die by the road, eating leaves.
Ethical.
So, quite a big job then.
Nah, mate. I'll be out of your hair by Friday.
Oh, are these your tools? Makita's, are they? Because I do a bit of...
Whoa, careful, mate.
Oh, okay. So, coffee? Nescafe?
Awkward. He offered him instant. He's flat white through and through.
I'll get on then. Fee said you were a writer. Didn't you win something?
Yeah, an award. So, yeah, no big thing, but, yeah.
Okay, which one? For novels?
Yeah, well, stories.
Stories? Novels?
Short stories.
Yeah, because I was doing some work over at Fee's friends, who's a writer, Michael. Do you know Michael?
Michael DeWitt, novelist, man, great guy.
Yeah, I do know him. Fee knows him through me, actually. We all met at uni.
Ah, lovely guy, lovely place too, kids. But he's novels, right? His new one's out soon, isn't it? What do you write about?
Hey, maybe I could write something about a knock-through. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? We're all obsessed with open-plan stuff, but the Victorians wouldn't have liked it, I'll tell you that much. They liked everything very much in its place.
I'm not so sure, you know. You read Jeremy Paxman's recent book on the subject. He sees the Victorians as a surprisingly socially mobile bunch.
Boom! Paxman, he's been Paxmaned.
Hey, you know walls, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you actually need walls? I mean, wouldn't everything just collapse without them?
Yeah, it depends if they're load-bearing. The one we're going through, it's just a stud, but that L of walls over there, that's holding up your ceiling. Yeah, you wouldn't want to mess with that. But even if you did, you'd have to have some big issues with your foundations and some pretty major shakage to go the whole Independence Day.
Right, cool.
No, mate, it wouldn't be. Right, let's get started on this wall.
Yeah, what can I do?
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Cool. I can see it coming apart. Hey, why don't I give it a kick? Free stress therapy.
Can't hear you, mate.
Hey, wait a minute, mate. mate, I think there's someone in there.
Nearly there. Last one.
No, mate, seriously, there's someone in the wall. He's alive. He's wearing a top hat.
There we go. One wall down. Oh.
What's this in?
Well, this guy, he was in there.
Oh, I see what's happened here. You've had a Victorian in your wall.
Right, okay. I mean, does that actually happen?
Yeah, can do. You want to get onto the council about this? I'll get on.
He doesn't seem that happy, Rob.
Well, is it any surprise? A man's home is his home, structural or not.
Yes, I do see that. I'm very sorry. We just hadn't expected to, if you don't mind me asking, what were you doing in there anyway?
Do you know, I can't remember.
Well, how long have you been in there?
I can't remember that either.
Well, who are you?
I'm a bona fide Victorian. Wear a top hat and waistcoat, I'm that sort of man. I walk through the fog, I'm a member of society.
Yeah, which ones?
Temperance, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
And I fear my God and I fear my Queen. Have you seen they built a carriage that runs on steam? It's a fact.
Oh, things have moved on a bit since then. But then again, have they? Whoa, this is just so strange and dude. This day was already pretty skewed. And I don't fear God, I don't really fear the Queen. But I fear a man arrived here in a time machine, intact.
It's like the Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, hi, Rob.
You know that bit where Han
Solo... Yeah, I've seen it. Think of Bill Sykes.
People sending notes and penny farthing bikes. Think of engineering, think of empire.
He's never had a juice.
He's never seen the wire.
Gentlemen, I'm told I'm a mild sort of man, but I'm proud to call myself a Victorian.
Yeah, well, look, it's not ideal, mate, I won't lie. I'm writing this kid's TV script. I've got quite a lot on today, Mr.
Elms.
And Guy spends the rest of the afternoon introducing the bemused Victorian to the internet.
I can't stop at the stop sign.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, there is other stuff, but it's mainly cats on surfboards.
Most diverting. Still, I prefer my paper and my pipe.
Hey, whoa, dude, Elmsy, whatever you want to do in your house, that's okay, but we're non-smoking here, so...
But this is my house. I lived here.
You were in a wall. It's sort of more like hiding, wouldn't you say?
This was my study, and this was my bedroom, but there was a fireplace.
Okay, maybe it got covered over. So if this was your bedroom, what did you have upstairs?
Oh, the owners.
All right. So you didn't have the whole place, so who lived in the rest?
Just Lou Porter.
Okay, should I,
Well, she was one of the biggest stars of the day.
Lou Porter, star of the musicals, sweet as a songbird, hard as a diamond.
Well, what do you know?
Off she'd go every night at 6.
Where to?
To perform at the Collins, of course.
The Collins musical, they called it, what was it again? The Chapel on the Green.
Oh, yeah, isn't that,
Now it's the Waterstones.
Yes, but it wasn't really my thing. You see, I was a senior clerk at Patton and Hadwich. Oh. The Collins was for the working man. I took an interest, that was all.
You loved it, Elmsy.
Well, one did know all the tunes. Some of them were rather racy. But Cupid's Dart was a favourite.
Love is a disease when them buds are on the trees. So watch out for Cupid's Dart.
Wow. And you lived underneath her?
Her and her husband and manager, the impresario, Reg Nurtle. He owned the whole place. And he ran half the music halls in London and was busy turning them into money-making factories to line his pockets. Not that she saw a penny of it.
There she is. Who? Oh, Lou. Back after the show, I guess.
I would sit and I would smoke with her.
Night after night, the same routine. Their smoke mingled and floated off over this dark... majestic city.
So when you say smoke with her, do you sort of mean smoke a floor below her at the same time?
Well, yes.
Is it me, Elmsy? Or have you got a bit of a thing about this landlady?
Is that you, Mr. Elms?
No, yes. Good evening to you, Miss Porter.
Hello, darling. Having a smoke? Lovely this night air, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. How was the show tonight?
Oh, you know. Here. Why do I never see you down there, Mr. Elms? It's only down the road.
Oh, it's not really for me.
Oh, what could you mean, Mr. Elms? We're not going to bite you, you know.
Well, I am awfully busy.
And what keeps you so busy, Mr. Elms?
Working on my cards.
Working on your cards? What cards? Your fortune teller, darling?
Cigarette cards. I collect them.
Oh, I love them cards. I never know what to do with them.
Oh, well, you put them in an album, you see. And the prize for completing the album is a weekend trip for two to Margate.
Oh, Margate. Oh, I like that. That's something different.
Yes, but I have a long way to go. I'm up half the night sometimes. Got, need. Silly, really.
No, not at all, Mr. Holmes. Here, perhaps I can help you. The amount of fags I get through, you'd be done in no time. I'll pop the cards under your door, shall I?
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, nice to talk to you, Mr. Holmes, but ta-ra.
Good night, Miss Porter.
What's happening?
That's him.
Who?
Nurtle, husband, manager, impresario. I'd listen to the arguments through the floor, sometimes worse.
Get in the kitchen and make my supper, you useless little...
He did not treat her properly.
No, Elmsy, the villainous manager, the fragile songstress. So, what happened next? Ah! Hold that thought. Hello?
Guy, it's Bex, your producer.
Oh, Bex, I'm so sorry. This building work's playing havoc with my schedule. Just having a little bit of trouble with this main character's motivation.
Guy, he's a tortoise. He wants to get to the lettuce. Just get it in.
Bex? Bex? Sorry, Mr. Elms. How rude. So, what happened next?
I can't remember.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, God, is that the time? What happened to the day?
That's me, mate. I'm off. Made a start on the room back there, but the joists, they'll need some double cross-wedging, of course. I'll send it off and it should be nice. Do you want me to deal with him?
With Mr. Elms? No, that's fine. I've got it. Actually, Rob, what is the deal with these Victorians in the walls? What are they preserved in there? Like mummies, is it?
Yeah, that, or they could be confused ghosts.
Ghosts?
Yeah, the Wi-Fi's confused them and they're getting stuck in the walls when they're passing through.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Laters, yep.
Hey, Elmsy, you hear that? Maybe you're a ghost. That's something to put in your pipe, eh?
I suppose it is.
Just chucking ideas about here and tell me to shut up, but maybe if you're a ghost, you got like a message? You know, like, what's his name in Scrooge?
Marley.
Yeah.
Yes, Jacob Marley. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, maybe that's like you.
I suppose it's possible, but...
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I'm feeling a bit blocked with the writing. I could really use a message. And things seem a bit off with Fee right now, too. She was funny on the phone earlier. Ah, Elmsy. Matters of the heart, eh? I tell you, they haven't got any easier since your day. What happened to... the note via the footman? What happened to good old Victorian love?
I may not be the right man to ask.
What happened to things like, oh, you know, all that stuff like the last place on the dance card and stepping out, a glimpse of ankle, oh, I seem to have dropped my glove and obviously arranged marriages must have been kind of tense, but they must have given you something to kick up against. Not that I'm saying I support arranged marriages, that's not it at all. Maybe I'm just jealous you got to wear hats and had some sort of structure. Oh, Elmsy, these days courtship, like everything else, it's all just so...
blah.
So me and Fee, we met at uni, we were on, we were off, and then we were just in IKEA.
Just so you know, he can exaggerate things just a tad.
Hey, Fee, where'd you come from?
Right.
What I'm saying is it possible that we've missed our marry-by date? I mean, that's my fear. When was it?
Sort of somewhere between Mad Men and Breaking Bad.
Series one or two?
Series two, I think.
Oh, Elmsy, here we are living in sin.
But we don't really even know which movie we're in.
Is it rom-com?
Or zombie?
Or action?
Or French?
Or could it still be Ginger Rogers?
And Fred Astaire.
And the evening passed with minimum impact on the script from Guy, but maximum impact on series one of the hit US cop drama, The Wire, which Mr. Elms enjoyed greatly.
If you walk through the garden, you'd
The next morning, Guy again does not crack on with the script, or anything else for that matter. Oh, really got to do something about that dog.
Morning, mate. So I've been to Wick's and I picked up the double trussing, but they got no single joiner heads, of course, so we'll have to grow out fixture skirting.
Good,
boards.
Good, that's what I do too. So, latte?
Nah, Nescafe today, mate. Old school, innit?
Hey, listen, mate. Is it just me, or we didn't discover a Victorian man in the wall yesterday, did we?
Oh, morning, Guy. I'm trying to locate series 2 of The Wire.
Elsie! Hi!
That's Voldemort, dog.
Hey, any progress with that message at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, no. It's just I reckon there might be something in it for you too, you know? I mean, traditionally, don't ghosts get freed from some burden once they deliver their message, right?
What's that? Mate, dude.
Hey, Elsie, don't worry. It's a washing machine down the street. Happens all the time.
Lou.
What? Oh, you're having another episode.
I'd finished the album. Yes. Now, the last card, W.G. Grace, had been a terror to find. But thanks to Lou, Miss Porter, I was there.
Margate, here you come.
Yes. I was so excited, in fact, that I went down to the Collins.
Oh, Mr. Rounds, whatever next?
I know, but I was a long way back and she couldn't have seen me. Later, though, back here, when we smoked and chatted like we had so many times before, there was something different.
So, how did you enjoy the show, Mr. Rounds? I knew I saw your topper up in the balcony.
Oh, Miss Porter, it was marvellous. I felt like you were singing to me alone.
Oh, I was. How's your album coming along, Flower?
You'll be pleased to know the album is complete, thanks to you.
Oh, well done, Mr. Elms.
John, please.
And who are you going to take to Margate with you, then?
I thought, perhaps...
Yes?
I thought perhaps you might come with me.
I'm a married woman, Mr. Elms.
But he does not treat you properly, does he? I can hear you sometimes through the ceiling. A gentleman, he doesn't deserve you.
Mr. Elms.
I could protect you, Lou.
No, John, you couldn't. Margate's only along the coast. He'd find us.
We could start with Margate and throw him off the scent, and then we could go anywhere.
Paris. Oh, I've always wanted to go to Paris. The ladies there. So elegant. And we'd be safe there.
First Margate, and then on to Paris.
Then we must do it this week, Friday. Meet me at stage door after the second show. I'll sneak off when they're calling for an encore.
Yes. Friday, stage door, second show.
You do realise that if we go now, we can never come back.
Then we must never come back.
Oh, see you later, darling.
Wow, what a story, Elmsie. Houston, I think we have a message, right? I mean, what I'm getting is just be yourself and everything will come good in the end, right? I mean, you stayed true to your kind of geeky brand and you got the girl, right? So that's what I should do, right?
I need a juice, dude.
Yeah, sure, but how about something a little stronger, eh? It's a double celebration after all. Message delivered and Elmsie wins out in the end.
Well, perhaps just the one.
Sure, get your twirly moustache around a cold beer. Cheers! Whoa, Elmsie, this modern beer's pretty strong, you know?
Right, that's me done for today, lads. I'm off.
Good, Rob. I'll secure the area and liaise with Fee, yeah?
Yeah, sure, mate. Catch you later, Mr. Elms.
Your good health, sir.
Yeah, that's the spirit, Elmsie. So, what do you fancy? Season 3 and a takeaway? Ah, sugar. Bex, I am so...
No, this isn't cool, Guy. I went out on a limb for you, and you've made me look like an idiot.
Wait, Bex, listen,
seriously.
No excuses.
If I don't have it by Friday, you're fired. And, Guy, this would get around.
Bex? Right, Elmsie, change your plan. I've really got to crack on with this script, okay?
I can't seem... Where's the wire?
No, this is terrestrial. You need to... Anyway, I need the TV off. No, you're turning it up. Wait, what's this?
But first... The new novel from Michael DeWitt, who has towered over the world of fiction for some years. I'm joined by Jermaine and Kirsty. We're talking about...
It really wasn't an ideal moment for Guy to stumble on a TV culture show special devoted to his university friend/nemesis. Words were bandied about like...
Generational.
And...
Era-defining.
And...
Zeitgeistitude.
Each a further blow to Guy's pathetically fragile ego. Why did it have to be like this? A career on the skids? A relationship in the balance? A confused ghost getting drunk next to him on a sofa? Why couldn't everything just be better? More like...
So, Jermaine, moving on to the new duet.
Well, it's interesting, but it's bad. Derivative.
Unoriginal.
Squandered any talent that he had.
This kind of thing.
All this fawning on the likes of DeWitt when it's incontrovertibly true.
We're overlooking a major talent here.
Yes, Guy, we mean you.
Me?
He's the greatest writer of his generation.
Oh, please, come on.
Greatest writer of his generation.
Stop it.
Greatest writer of his generation.
Do you really think so?
Greatest writer of his generation.
Well, I guess I'm not bad.
Guy, can I just say that your short story from 98 really set me on fire.
What do you mean?
Guy, is there anything you're working on now?
Come now, Guy, give us a wee taster.
A morsel?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about writing something about a guy in a flat.
Genius.
How does he do it?
Stunningly original.
Yeah, yeah. You like that, yeah?
He's the greatest okay. writer of his generation.
Oh, come on. Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm the greatest writer of my generation. I'm the greatest writer of my generation. I'm so great. Move over, Shakespeare. I'm so great.
God's teeth, man. Pull yourself together.
Oh, Elmsy. Elmsy, Elmsy, Elmsy. One of these days, I'll organise my...
Oh, really? Well, from what I've observed, it seems to me that it will always be one of these days with you, sir.
Right, says who? A ghost who got stuck in a wall? Who couldn't even remember his own message?
Well, I, for one, will not listen to your dithering and blithering any longer. Not without another drink, at any rate.
You come back in here. I'm still your host.
I will not, sir. One of these days. Ha! What about now?
Well, what about you considering your plans re-accommodation now? You know, my girlfriend's coming back soon. I mean, shouldn't you have evaporated by now or something anyway? Dithering, is it? I'll show you. Hey, watch this.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. I've called you on numerous occasions to complain about a persistently noisy dog.
Is it amplified noise?
Well, no, it's not, but it's antisocial, it's a problem, and I want you to do something about it.
We'll be round on Monday, sir.
Wow. What if I can do that?
You could do anything.
Just doing stuff. Without thinking. Why hadn't he thought of it before? The idea took root so deeply that what followed was no less than an attempt to do everything he hadn't done in the last 16 years in a day. Tai Chi, flossing, learning Spanish, 5 years tax returns, a moisturizing workshop, and an online car maintenance course all fell in the wake of Guy's doing spree. But there was one prize he still needed to win. Okay, here we go, Elmsy. The script. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, don't stop now, old chap. Remember your Shakespeare? The native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought.
Hamlet.
It's never too late to be what you might have been.
George Eliot. How do you know my A-level text?
That's the game, y'all.
Omar Little, Series 2 of The Wire. You're right, Elmsy. Onward. Here we go. Yeah. All right. I knew I'd catch another wave one day. Woo! DeWitt, eat your heart out. So what if it's CBeebies? First the turtle stripped, next the Nobel.
That's it, Guy. Right for your queen.
Right for my country.
Right for your
my life.
Send! Well done. Ah, oh, now, I do think this might be a good time to turn in. You haven't slept...
Nonsense, Elmsy. We're pushing on. There's so much more to do.
If you insist.
Friday flew by in a haze of activity till Rob finally declared his work on the flat complete.
Right, that's me all done then.
Barring one thing.
Listen, I haven't quite had time to mount your brushed chrome ventilation hood. And now I'm off to Michael's book launch. I tell you what, I'll leave my tools here, pop back, do it first thing on Monday, all right? Take care, lads.
Oh, that's a shame. I really wanted the flat to be ready to Fee's exact specifications by the time she Skypes me tonight. Hey, why don't we finish it off? Using Rob's tools.
I would urge caution here, Guy. Rob has been extremely specific that no one was to touch his tools. Perhaps some sleep.
In retrospect, Guy would have been better off calling time on his doing spree about now. Instead, in a mad attempt at a grand gesture that would show Fee the new doing him, he attempted to mount a 20-stone kitchen fitting with stone surround onto the wall of his and Fee's flat with no previous experience of anything in this skills area. It was also on the wrong wall.
It doesn't look quite right.
No, it's fine. Rob showed me how to do this. This baby's not coming down without the wall coming with it.
That is what I'm worried about.
Right, let's attach the shaft.
I think the wall's falling down. I think the wall is coming down.
No, Elmsy, guys, it's fine. It's all right. I talked to Rob about this. This one's not structural. Wait, was that the other one? No, look, it's fine. He also said that you'd need some pretty major issues with your foundations.
Guy, it's Dan from Dan and Claire next door here. You've got knotweed. It's getting into the foundations.
Don't worry, Elmsy. Rob also said that you'd need some pretty major shakage.
The washing machine!
The central L of walls that supported Guy and Fee's flat collapsed into the living room, destroying the stud wall at one end, which exploded in a fountain of rubble and box sets. A timber beam came down like an axe on the wall of Guy's study, which split like a melon, and with nothing to support it, the ceiling had very little choice but to collapse. Which it did. The two men took refuge under the wreck of the breakfast nook.
I managed to save this.
Oh, my laptop. Thanks, Elmsy. That means a lot. Right, I can't answer that. That's Fee.
I think you rather have to, old man.
Fee!
Hi, mate. How's it going over there? Is it all finished off?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
Come on, then. Let's see it.
Listen, the reception's not too good. I wonder
I can see you fine.
Why don't we schedule in a call for later and we could,
It's fine. Show me the knock through.
I can't do that now.
Show me. Turn the screen so I can see it.
Okay. Here you go. So, yeah, there it is. How are you?
What? Can I see the main room?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to delineate rooms at this time.
The ceiling's fallen in.
Yeah, that was,
Guy, what's going on? I talked to Rob yesterday and he said everything was fine. What happened?
I was trying to help. I took some of Rob's tools.
What? I just asked you to do one simple thing. Okay, I'm going to come back tomorrow and I'm going to get some things and then I'm going to go and stay with my mum.
Fee, listen.
Guy, we're breaking up.
I can see you fine. Oh, no. I've just been dumped. I'm really not sure how this situation can get much worse. Hi, Bex. Did you,
You're fired.
Okay.
Friday was upon us. I was to meet Lou at the stage door after the second show.
Yeah, Elmsy, this probably isn't the moment.
I'd collected the prize tickets to Margate that afternoon and withdrawn all my savings from the bank. I hurried home to pack a case before heading out to keep our appointment.
The Diamond of Dalston, the Mousy Clerk, a tryst in the mist, Cupid's dart.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, Elmsy, really I am, but I... And listen, I hope you had a ball in Margate, but for me, now's really not the ideal moment for your holiday story, okay?
As I packed, I looked around these rooms where I'd spent so many evenings. I heard their familiar sounds anew, all as new to me as the sensation of love itself.
But wait, who's that?
Well, it can't be Lou.
Exactly.
No, Reggie, you don't understand.
You come with me, my little magpie, and we'll see what happens to little girls who keep secrets!
Oh!
Wait, what's happening?
He'd found out.
Well, get up there, Elmsy. Stand up to him.
Go on, my son. Go on.
So, what happened?
Well, I had a lot of work to do. I'd had to bring some back from the office a few days previously since there was quite a load. And I already had the new Ogden's album.
I'm not talking about your album, Elms. I'm talking about Lou Porter. She was the love of your life.
A dalliance.
That's not true, and you know it. Please tell me you did something.
I stayed on here. They moved not long after. I never saw her again, in fact. One heard reports, of course, smaller coastal halls. A rather early death, sadly.
She wasn't made for the electric age.
Doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Here, gone.
Smoke in the wind.
But Elmsy...
If it's all the same with you, Guy, I'd rather you didn't talk to me while I'm working. Got need? Got need?
Fee.
Hi. Look, I'm just in a cab, so I'll be there soon. Guy, I'd rather you weren't there when I arrive, okay?
Okay. Look, Elmsy, I've got a lot to do. Elmsy?
Got need, said the mousy clerk. What have you got? And what do you need, mate?
Just her.
Well, where's your speech, then? Your Agincourt, your Ali McGraw. You fight them in the air and on the seashore.
Look, Fee,
Come on, mate. Think Hugh Grant. Churches, rain, poems.
In the words of,
Maybe not. Next.
Fee, I just wish there was something I could do or say.
That's just a Dylan song. Next.
Fee, I don't like to lose. And
Die Hard 2, mate. What's next? The McDonald's ad? It's got to come from you.
I know, but I...
Who are you?
I don't know.
Too late. She's here.
Oh, you're here.
I know you didn't want me to be here, but I really need to talk to you.
Look, we've said all we need to, Guy. My taxi's waiting. I just need to get some stuff.
Wait, please.
God, look at this.
I know.
Where's the wall?
It fell down, but I don't think it was as structural as Rob said it was. Also, I think it was a false ceiling or something.
That's not the point. It's like a bomb site. Where's the big suitcase?
It's on top of the wardrobe, but please don't go to your mum's. Please, look, I know I've totaled the flat, but I know the flat isn't why you're leaving.
Please, so just get out of the way.
Just look, you're leaving because I've done shaggle for bloody ages, but I don't want to be the doing shaggle guy. I want to be the doing stuff guy, and I was trying to be that guy here, but it was just, you know, the wrong stuff that I was doing. But without it, without doing the wrong stuff, I wouldn't know like I do, like I really do know now that what I want to do is do the right stuff.
I don't think you know what that is.
Look, I had some stuff prepared to say, and it was better than this, but you haven't said the lines I thought you would.
These aren't lines, Guy. It's our lives.
I know.
I don't want to listen to this anymore.
Neither do I. I don't want to listen to myself saying anything except I love you and I can't imagine a future without you.
Yes, but do you mean that?
Yes.
Hello, love. It's just that the meter's running, so I've... Whoa. What happened to this place? You all right?
I don't know.
Well, are you staying? Because this is costing you a bit.
Yeah. Here, just have that.
Thanks very much. You're having some work done then, are you? Exposing the original features. Nightmare at first, of course, but worth it in the end. Right, you take care.
Well then.
Can we start again?
Gonna bloody have to. You've destroyed our flat.
I'm so sorry. What are we gonna do?
Sell tickets.
Hey, it's a new show. Extreme knock through.
Yeah?
With Fee and Guy.
Yeah.
Knock it through, please.
Actually, that is a really beautiful fireplace. Was it always there?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was covered over. And look, can you see up above? I think it's the old ceiling.
Wow. You could fly kites up there. I had no idea. And our stuff? Did anything make it?
Yeah, not so much.
Okay. We're starting again.
But properly.
But properly this time.
Knock it through, please.
Okay, let's start with the small things. Do you not think mate is kind of an odd term of affection?
I thought you liked it.
Yeah, not so much.
Well, I'm not mad about Fiola.
Okay, right, well, let's synchronise. What's good?
Darling?
Sugar?
No.
Babe?
No.
Right. My love? Okay. Yeah, that'll do.
Knock it through, please.
Right. People.
Yeah?
Callum and Janine.
Well, they're your friends.
I thought they were your friends.
I don't even like them.
I don't like them either.
Well, let's not see them. Okay, yeah.
Knock it through, please.
So, how the hell did all this happen?
Well, I met this bloke.
Aha! This is where you try to palm all of this off on someone else.
No, I mean, well, I might a bit, but no, he cleared things up too.
Right. And will I meet this mysterious fellow?
I don't think so. I think he's moved out.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your delight and delectation, Miss Lou Poulter!
Good evening, ladies and gents. Oh, did I just see a topper coming in at the back there? Is that you, Mr. Elms?
Indeed it is, Miss Porter.
You kept me waiting, didn't you? Well, at least you're here now. I'll see you after the show, my love. Once I had a job in a laundry, working till my hands were raw. One day walks in but a rake tall and thin. Wish I'd used him as a rake to hang the drawers. He took me to the races at Newmarket, stole my heart and the 4:10.
Like 20 quid on that.
He showed the world to this little girl. And then he showed me the door. All together now. Careful when you're hanging out
in washing. Be careful when you're walking in the park. Cause love is a disease when the buds are on the trees. So watch out for Cupid's dart.
Ta-ra!
In the Victorian in the Wall, Guy was played by Will Adamsdale. Mr. Elms by Matthew Steer. Fee and Lou Porter by Melanie Wilson. And Rob by Jason Barnett. The pianist was Chris Branch. And the songs and music were by Chris Branch and Will Adamsdale. The Victorian in the Wall was originally co-produced for the stage by Fuel and the Royal Court Theatre and directed by Lindsay Turner. It was written and adapted for radio by Will Adamsdale, with additional material by the company. The studio managers were Jerry Smith, Mark Wilcox and Alison Craig. It was produced for radio by Sasha Yevtushenko.